This is the second. It's kind of weird, isn't it, that this is the second Sunday of Advent, but it's the first Sunday of December. And we want to acknowledge that. December 1st. If we have any December babies, we want to send you greeting. Any December babies in the house? No, none today? Okay. We just want to send them blessings wherever they are. Last week, we talked about faith and hope. And we lit this candle for faith. And today we're going to talk about peace. Anybody feel that they don't have peace in their lives? If so, this message is directly related to you. Because the peace that passes all understanding is within us. So, let's take a moment and just think about that. Peace. You know, the Advent means coming. It means the arrival. It means preparation in the traditional way of celebrating the birth of Jesus. But we want to go beyond that because there are some misunderstandings of life that we're lacking. And we lack nothing. Everything we need has been placed within us. I start to say hidden within us. It's sort of like it's hidden, isn't it? Because sometimes we don't know it's there, but it's there. So we're going to use this time, and I hope you come on this journey with me. We're going to use this time to prepare our minds and our hearts for a deeper awareness of the ideas of the awakening. We're gonna know that what is occurring in us surpasses anything that's happening out here in the world. And we know there's a lot of energy stirring up out here in the world, isn't there? But we want to send some energy that's going to embrace and enfold all that in the presence of peace that's always with us. And I'm not talking about just any old kind of peace. You know, we hear it all the time. Oh, he's gone, so I have peace. Can you just give me a moment's peace? Any of these things familiar? Nah, not with any of you here. We don't think like that. Because we don't hitch our thoughts of peace onto another person, place, or thing, or event to happen. We know that the peace that we may seek from time to time, because, yeah, we have little, I call them senior moments for me, but some of you out here aren't seniors. But we have those moments when we may forget who and what we are. But, you know, the glory in this is that I'm here to remind you, and you're here to remind each other. We're here to lift each other up and let each other know that embedded in us is what we desire, whether it be love, joy, peace, faith, hope. All that is embedded in us, and guess what? All you need do is take a few moments and contemplate deep within inside yourself. You know, no matter what is occurring, the peace that passes all understanding is within us. And you know, we say that because sometimes we don't know why we're feeling peaceful. We just know that the peace is there, and that peace passeth any human understanding. But we know, those of us who are coming and studying ourselves and listening to ourselves and learning these lessons and coming to classes and on Sundays and just listening on the radio and on the YouTube to any new thought message, know that the peace we seek is in us, and it's always in us. I like what Charles Fillmore, anybody know him? Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of the Unity Movement, from a book he wrote, Jesus Christ Heals, said, when you refuse to let thoughts of worry, anxiety, or other distractions act in your mind, and that's a big word, play around in your mind. You ever have things playing around in your mind? When you refuse to let thoughts of worry, anxiety, or other distractions act in your mind, you gradually establish an inner quietness that finally merges into a great peace. This is the peace of God. But you know, sometimes we don't want to do the work, do we? But we have to do the work in order for all these things to come to pass. Take 5 minutes, take 3 minutes, take 1 minute in the morning. Of course, I would like to hear you tell me that you've taken more, but we can start with that. That's enough to begin to fuel that fire that is within you. You know, just like electricity, how you plug in and the light comes. I just did it. Just like that, you can flick the switch within and begin to come into the awareness of these things. Peace is within you. The peace that you seek is within you. You know, like the wise men, we follow the light on our journey to that place of peace deep within us. That space never depletes. It's always available. And it's always lit. You know, I probably told you this before, but I thought about it the other day. This is the closest description of peace that I have been able to find. And this is a modern day parable. And I call them modern day parables because when Jesus spoke, he spoke in parables which use symbols and signs that people were familiar with. So any stories that I find that have a deep spiritual meaning, I like to call them modern day parables. And in this parable, there was a king who offered a prize to the artist who would paint the best picture of peace. Now, you know, many tried, many came up with many things, and he took his time and he looked over all the offerings and he picked two. Now, one picture was of a calm lake. The lake, have you ever passed by a lake? It was so clear and pretty that it reflected pictures of the things that were lined up around it. Mm-hmm. Well, this lake was a perfect mirror for the peaceful mountains that surrounded it. And overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. And you know, all who saw this picture thought, that is the perfect picture of peace. But the other picture, it had mountains too, but they were rugged and bare. And the sky above was an angry sky with pelts of rain and the lightning bolts striking the ground. And down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. You know, that didn't look peaceful at all. But the king, when he looked, he saw behind the waterfall a little tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock. And in the bush, a mother hen, a mother bird, sat on her nest. And there in the midst of a rush of the angry water sat the mother bird on her nest in perfect peace. You know, that's a little like us. You know, if we think of the trials and tribulations in our lives as storms swirling around us, we can sit in the eye of the storm in peace because we can turn within and tap in to that which is within us that can withstand any storm that might try to pound down the door. So which picture do you think won the prize? Most of us probably would try to pick the calm, peaceful scene. But those of us here in this learning of truth know that peace is always with us, no matter what's occurring in the weather, no matter what's occurring on television, no matter what someone is saying to you, no matter how angry you may get because of something someone has said, you can always return to that habitation of peace. You know, the Christ child was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, metaphysically, stands for that habitation of peace. And we can all center ourselves in the presence and in the power of that new awakening, of that birth that has already occurred in you. You know, it's already there. We're just awakening to the Christ that is within us. We're becoming aware. We're opening our eyes. Don't you think it's glorious to be able to open your eyes and feel that joy deep within you every time you let your thoughts contemplate on things of spirit? I think it's wonderful. I love it. Open my eyes in the morning. That's the first thing I do. I grasp hold of the fact that I am a child of God. In fact, I am one with God. I was born in the Spirit, and I am one with the presence and the power. And you can say that too. I see it in each one of you. I see that peace. And the peace you're feeling sitting in your seat right now, at least I hope you're feeling some peace. I haven't got you stirred up to where you can't feel your peace, right? That peace is there. That peace you feel right now, that relaxation into the spirit. Oh my, you can experience that anywhere. anywhere. That's what I like about us using the power of visualization. That lake, I can see that lake anywhere. When I feel that stuff rising up in me that shouldn't be there, that anger, or that, I've hit my last nerve. When you feel that stuff rising in you, picture that lake. I picture that lake. I like the ones that do the chants, just hum, and you bring yourself back into that habitation of peace. So Jesus said, you are the peacemakers. He said, blessed are you, for you shall see God. And where do we see God? Through our spiritual eye, because God is what? Spirit. Divine energy, love, activity, moving all over, swirling around us right now. Blessed are the peacemakers, for you do see God. Martha Smock said in her book, Listen, Beloved, the peace you feel in your heart makes you a peacemaker. Show up as the peace that you are. Let the light of peace shine from you to illuminate your experiences. So, this Advent season, I ask you to join me in awakening to the beautiful person that you are inside and out. So this week, I'm going to light the candle again for faith and hope. And I'm also going to light the candle for peace. We know that through faith and hope, we know that the peace is there also. Walking hand in hand, companions. And so at this time, I'm going to ask you to affirm with me first Well, you can't affirm it with me because some of you may not have looked at your blasts. But in the news blast, I gave you homework. And the homework for this week is peace. I want you to feel it, experience it, think about it, apply it in your life. And the affirmation that was given is, I discover the calm center deep within me and allow it to bring peace and joy into my world. I discover the calm center deep within me and allow it to bring peace and joy into my world. I discover the calm center deep within me and allow it to bring peace and joy into my world. Affirm that with me. I discover the calm center deep within me and allow it to bring peace and joy into my world. Deep breath. Release, and let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so, join me in a moment of quiet, in a moment of turning within, making this inward journey. And as we make this inward journey to the habitation of peace, which is Bethlehem, just as the eye of the hurricane has stillness, so in the midst of everything, we can come to that inner place of stillness. You know, that stillness, that's the secret place of the Most High. Divine energy, Holy Spirit, whatever your name for it is. Truly only peace you will ever experience is the peace that comes from experiencing the fullness of God. And we know that's the peace that passeth all understanding. That's the peace that does not depend on anything in the outer. So take that deep breath and give yourself permission to just take a few moments in the quiet. Not only to know peace, but to be peace. Do you ever think of yourselves as peace? You are God's peace on this earth plane. How are you showing up? Are you showing up as a representative of God's peace? Know that in this moment, that the peace you feel has no beginning, has no end. It is always there within you. Breathe in and breathe out. And become aware of that breath, breathing in and breathing out. That's peace. And as we come to that point deep within, step over the threshold of your inner chamber and feel yourself engulfed in all the peace there is in the universe. Because peace is God. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing into this moment, right here, right now. This is the moment we have, and this is the moment we can take and use and infuse our souls with the presence of peace. So just take a moment and experience in the quiet. I discover the calm center deep within me and allow it to bring peace and joy into my world. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, carry that experience with you. carry the essence of all that is back into your human experience. No matter what occurs, take a moment, take a deep breath. Nothing can disturb the calm, peace deep within your soul. Dear God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful that we are experiencing this truth, that we are knowing that we are more than just a body, that we are more than what they call a human being walking on this earth plane, that we are representatives of your light. And so we go forth this day, letting our lights shine. And for this experience, and for all things, you God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so. We're claiming it right here, right now, and so it is. Amen.